In 1967, school board members from Brooklyn were headed to England. They wanted to study how administrators there handled segregation and racial representation in the classroom. Cleasta Cotton wanted to go too. Officials told her she couldn't, but Cotton refused to accept that. So, at 12 years old, she got the okay from her mother, nailed down a chaperone, and off she went as her middle school's student representative. This period of confrontation between white teachers and black students and their parents became known as the conflict at Ocean Hill Brownsville.
I was very aware of the white power structure, and my mentors were a part of the black power structure. The DNA that runs through me inspires and informs my work.
This episode of middle school activism is relevant because 50 years later, it's impossible to see Cotton's paintings or her life as an artist in Asheville outside the context of race and culture. Both show struggle and survival, raw streaks of playfulness, and a determination to find brightness in the dark.
Asheville has all this culture and all this art, but it's not mine. And so I've been malnourished here. It's been the agony and the ecstasy.
Cotton is part of the new great migration of black Northerners returning to the South, and some of her art reflects that. Before moving to Asheville 7 years ago, Cotton had lived on both coasts and the South, traveled to Africa, raised two children, worked as an executive assistant in corporate America, and created a language of shapes and symbols she calls Alnuji.
The importance in my work has been with what I experienced in coming up in Brooklyn, New York, the fact that I did make it out alive and went on to helping other children do that. That's what I've been doing in Asheville.
Four of Cotton's paintings are part of a new group show opening January 4th at Blue Spiral Gallery in Asheville, but they hardly represent the span of Cotton's personal or artistic path. She remembers turning to shoe polish and the ink inside felt pens because her parents couldn't afford paint. Through it all, she wrote poetry and often merged her text with images.
Creating art was not something separate from anything. It was my life.
Today, dozens of layered paintings on tar paper hang or sit in stacks in the studio Cotton just rented inside the refinery on the southwest edge of downtown. Many have undercurrents of African and African-American culture. Some are playful and observational to surrounding nature. There's a raw folk art quality Cotton calls primitive contemporary.
Primitive because my techniques and my methodology is inspired by my ancestors. I have been charged with that energy.
Randy Shule and Hetty Fisher are Asheville art patrons and gallery owners who were so impressed with Cotton when she arrived in town, they invited her to open their renovated Pink Dog Creative Gallery with a solo exhibition.
Her art at that time was very personal and honest. It has an outsider quality to it. It's just very spontaneous and relevant.
Fisher remembers Cotton inviting black children from the surrounding neighborhood to see the show. She wanted them to see that if she could do this, they could also someday create and show their own art.
Cleasta is a very positive person and a very inclusive person. You know, it's hard to be an art star here. A lot of people, I think, would have given up in the 7 years she's been here. But she's determined to keep on trying to be successful with her art. And lo and behold, it looks like it's actually coming to fruition for her.
When asked, Cotton will talk of looking beyond Asheville to live among more people of color. But she also sees a mission here for her art and the spirit behind it to help others of color know they can find a place in this city.
I am completely convinced that I can win. And that is, I think, the attitude that you have to have, because whether somebody buys it or not, you will be okay within yourself that you did not sell your own self out.
You'll find Cotton's work and that of eight other artists through February 23rd at Blue Spiral Gallery's Invitational Exhibition. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.